So the parade, a great St. Patrick's Day parade, kicks off at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. Goes up Fifth Avenue. It starts on 44th Street, wends its way past St. Patrick's Cathedral, and it wraps up outside the American Irish Historical Society on 80th Street. And our Alice Stockton Rosini, she's already in place. She's taking up her spot on Fifth Avenue. Alice, here, the parade's not coming until tomorrow morning, kid.
That's all right. I got my Guinness. I should be in real form by the time the parade steps off. It'll be great.
I wonder if you'll be standing by the time the parade starts off if you've hit the Guinness already, my dear.
Try me, Michael. Try me. Come on down. Stand with me, Michael. Stand with me. Every year, I am amazed at how many Brits, Scots, and Irish come to New York City for St. Patrick's Day.
I think because there's an Irish pub in every corner over here. You know, you walk a few steps and there's another pub there, and you can't walk past an Irish bar without going in for one.
I guess you don't get very far here.
Oh, it takes hours to get a few blocks down.
I went to a St. Pat's parade in Los Angeles,
yeah.
And I'm hoping the New York one's better. I'm expecting it to be better.
Well, there's going to be a lot of drinking. Are you good with that?
Oh, absolutely.
We are British. We drink a lot.
Oh, you do.
Get drunk on lots of Guinness.
Guinness, yep.
Guinness?
Yep.
You had to come all the way here for Guinness?
Yes. For Guinness.
Yeah. Oh, this is breakfast? A Corona and a Guinness.
Yeah.
Perfect breakfast.
Definitely a Scottish
breakfast.
Is there
any food involved here?
Yeah, we might get some eggs.
Maybe
yeah.
A little food.
Okay. All right, a little food.
A little food, but tomorrow there's a rugby match between England and Ireland, and everybody I talk to is all about this rugby match.
Ireland are going to win the Grand Slam.
Oh, okay.
But they play England.
Yeah, yeah. It's at like 8 o'clock in the morning, so most of the pubs are open for it.
We're going to start the day off with a rugby game. Uh-huh. And then taking a bit of the parade.
That one we've already lost, is that what you're talking about?
Ireland's won the tournament. They've won Six Nations, they've already won. It's just a final game.
Final match.
Yeah. Last embarrassment for us, isn't it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Alice sounds like she's in Dublin, not New York. Everybody you're interviewing has got the Irish accent.
Well, there's some Brits in there, and there's some Scots, too. I visited like several pubs yesterday. John Sullivan's was one of them.
John Sullivan's, the place to be on Saturday.
What? Who's John Sullivan?
He was a boxer.
Okay, how crazy are New Yorkers? Are they going to be coming in here and throwing up in your bathroom and things?
I hope not, but I'd say it'd be pretty crazy.
Pretty crazy. No throwing up.
Very busy. No throwing up.
Okay.
No throw up outside.
Okay, good. Yeah. You should have like a little bucket for that.
Well, maybe
a little
not.
Green bucket.
That would be John L. Sullivan, but go ahead.
The boxer.
Of course, and Jack Doyle. You know who that is, right?
He was an Irish-American baseball player. He went to Fordham. Yeah.
He did?
Fordham Ram, yeah.
I'm getting educated here.
By an Irish guy.
I didn't know that one, Alice. I did.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's not the only schooling I got.
Ní léinn chinntán nár maireadh hinton féin.
What?
Ní léinn chinntán maireadh hinton féin.
Okay, I don't think I could say that. Can you say that?
There's no place like home.
Oh.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, that is nice.
You could say that, right? And there's no place like the bathroom in an Irish bar on St. Patrick's Day.
We had a guy set up a cottage industry in the toilets last year.
Set up a cottage industry?
Yes, he was selling his own shots of Jameson in the bar for $3 out of a camel pack, yeah.
Nice. Did you arrest him?
No. I escorted him out, but he's definitely an entrepreneur. He's a big future.
He came in there and was selling other customers Jamesons?
In the bathroom, in the men's room.
$3 shots in the bathroom, man.
Fabulous.
Better than that. And here's what New Yorkers do on St. Patrick's Day. Real New Yorkers.
On St. Patrick's Day. Oh, I don't celebrate St. Patrick's, to be honest with you now. No. But I respect it, though.
Everybody out here, a lot of, you know, kids come out, and people that are like Irish, they come out all in green, right. You know. It's a good day.
And, you know, we're Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
And my nephew loves to come to St. Patrick's. He sees all those green people.
I respect all parades, you know.
Talk about drinking, please.
When I was in my 20s, woo!
But I stopped.
What's your name?
Mike.
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 Knight.
Mike, and Knight. Happy
St. Patrick's. This is for real.
Mike, and Knight.
Yeah.
You know any Irish songs?
No.
I like them, though.
Like when I see the medieval
yeah.
movies,
yeah.
And they be singing like a cappella. Oh, I love those songs, man.
What's the name?
Irish something.
When Irish eyes are smiling.
I love that, man. I like them songs. They hit you here, man.
When Irish eyes are smiling.
smiling.
Is that Bing Crosby?
That's Bing Crosby, baby. Come on, absolutely.
We love those green people.
I love those
green people, Alan. And, you know, to be honest with you.
I love those green people. And when they dance, they don't move their arms. They don't move their arms. They just clog up and down without moving their arms.
Thanks, Alice. Thank you. Enjoy the parade, kid. All right, have a great weekend.
Take it easy,
Alice. When Irish eyes are smiling.